We know they're a good team, so you know that's always a possibility. So to have the opportunity to go and play them again, you know, I know how much work and how much effort we're putting into this week, and like we do every week, but you know, to have the opportunity to go and play in the AFC Championship is something that we don't take lightly. You know, it's a once in a lifetime, you know, thing. You never promise to make it back to this point again. So all of us are putting in, you know, the expected amount of work to be ready to do that.
How about Travis Kelce when you look at him at this stage of his career, maybe slowed down a bit, but watch that big catch he had last week, doesn't seem to have lost many steps. What makes him still effective at this point?
Yeah, I don't think he's slowed down at all. You know, he's made plays year after year, game after game this year. And I think, you know, he's a guy that has a special connection with their quarterback, and, you know, they kind of know where to be and how to be on the same page in all scenarios. And I think that's heightened in the playoffs. You know, I feel like you see their game they had last week. You know, he's just open all the time. You know, he's crafty. He finds ways to get open in zones. He's smart. He understands, you know, who's guarding him, where the zones are and stuff. So it'll be a challenge for us. You know, it's all about awareness and understanding where he's at in the formation along with some of the other guys. But, you know, we know he's one of the main targets in every situation. So we'll have to be, you know, really keyed in on him.
Fans watch at home and they see him play and they're like, we all know how good Travis Kelce is. How the heck is he wide open? Could you explain how he is that wide open? It's obviously not as simple as teams forget about him.
Yeah, I think there's multiple reasons. You know, he's a big, strong, fast athlete. I think that's part of it. He's smart. So he understands, you know, pre-snap, post-snap, coverages changing, ways to find soft spots and zones. And then, you know, I think, you know, the quarterback does a good job extending plays, and he does a good job of finding areas of, you know, open grass when that happens. So I think they've been together for a long time, and they've kind of have gotten that connection to, you know, if the initial play isn't there and it's not perfect, then they find a way to get it done. So I think that's two areas where, you know, he's made a lot of plays off of those situations.
I don't know, but he's mobile quarterbacks the last 2 weeks. What with Bo Nix and Lamar, what makes Patrick Mahomes unique among that group?
Yeah, I think anytime you face any mobile quarterback, it's similar. Just the extension of the play. You know, you have the initial play, and then we call it the second play. So whenever he breaks the pocket or starts to get out, a whole other play starts where you have to, you know, find somebody and plaster them and get on them. And then you have to do a good job whenever you're tracking them down to not leave your feet, you know, not over pursue and you know, create a negative angle. So I think that's the key thing for us. We have to understand how to get him down when he breaks the pocket, and then, you know, when we're in coverage, we have to stay in coverage.
And then you can throw left handed too.
Yeah, you can do pretty much everything.
I know nobody's 100% this time of year. Matt Milano dealing with a hamstring. How did he look out there today, and how much confidence do you have in him if he's out there, even if that's an issue for him?
Yeah, he looked good. You know, going through some of the stuff that he did today, I feel like he looked like normal. I mean, I don't know. I don't really know exactly what's going on, but I know they said he had some hamstring soreness or whatever, tightness. But I mean, overall, he's looked good. You know, we're going through it like a normal week. He's prepared, you know, like a normal week. We've done our meetings and gone through everything. So I'm excited to have the opportunity to go out there and play with him. You know, it's I think it's gonna be our first time playing together in the playoffs. So it'll be fun.
Terrell, they didn't have Pacheco last time. There was a saying that says he runs like he's angry at the ground. He runs so hard with his feet. What is he like as a running back for you to try and tackle?
Yeah, he's a tough tackle. He's a tough guy. I think, you know, the thing with him is he runs through tackles, but then he also makes guys miss as well. So, you know, he kind of has that versatility to really do everything. They ask him to do a lot too in the run game and in the pass game. You know, he's one of the better backs in the league. I think his ability to make guys miss and to, like I said earlier, to run through tackles is something that we've seen on tape, and he does run hard. So, you know, just like last week and the weeks before, we're going to have to get everybody to the ball and really swarm to get him down.